European Union leaders have gathered in Brussels for a two-day summit that will focus on securing a deal on the next 7 years of spending. Many leaders of the 27-nation bloc are likely to push for a harshly pared-down budget at the summit. But the EU Parliament insists it is ready to reject a deal that curtails spending on growth and employment. As leaders attend the summit at a time of austerity in Europe, Vatican Radio's Davide Maggiore spoke to economist Lucas Tsoukalis from the University of Athens about what work still needs to be done to tackle the economic crisis.
In Greece, we have already covered a long distance, both in terms of budgetary consolidation and also increasingly in terms of structural reforms. We have a government that is now determined and is taking the right measures. And the other piece of very good news is that hardly anybody is now talking about the risk of Greece's leaving the Eurozone. So this is now out of the radar screen. And I remind you that only 6 months ago, many people took it for granted that Greece would leave the Eurozone. The bad news is that as a result of all those measures that have been taken, and measures that have not been taken in the last 2.5 years, the Greek economy has sunk. We have lost already 20% of our gross domestic product. We are now entering the sixth consecutive year of recession with negative growth. We have 26% rate of unemployment and still rising. So you can imagine that we have an economy and a society in despair. And in such a situation, first of all, the economic and social cost is tremendous, but also the risk of accidents is there.
Greece was not the only European country which was hit by the whole Eurozone crisis. The factors which caused the crisis have been tackled or is still something to do?
There is a Greek problem, but there is also a Spanish problem and an Irish problem and an Italian problem. There is a collection of different national problems inside the Eurozone, but there is also a systemic problem of the Eurozone as a whole. I think progress has been made. There's no doubt about it. Progress has been made in terms of reducing budget deficits in all European countries. Progress has been made in terms of structural reforms, in some countries more than in others. And there have also been policies adopted at the European level that would have been completely unthinkable 2 years ago. So that's all very good. It's not enough. And this is the problem. It is not enough. And I think especially what I would stress at this juncture is that Europe desperately needs to adopt policies that are geared towards growth, because the recession is lasting too long. The cost in terms of economic suffering and social suffering is enormous. And austerity and structural reform is one thing, but growth stimulation is another, and we need both.
European institutions, especially the European Central Bank, made much things to tackle the debt crisis, but can they do the same for boosting growth, as you said?
Well, in order to boost growth, you need a number of things. I can only mention two or three. The first thing you need to do is to restore confidence in the solidity of the currency union. Markets have to become convinced, and everybody has to become convinced, that the euro is here to stay, and everybody who is in the euro is here to stay. So if you stop the speculation, much of the capital that has left the European South will be coming back, and already some of it is coming back already. But you also need to pour more liquidity into the system. Because of the crisis, many of the banks, especially in the European South and the periphery in general, have been starved of capital. They don't have money. And if there's no liquidity, there can be no investment, there can be no growth. So you need to pour liquidity into the system. But you also need European policies, for example, infrastructural projects that would create jobs. I mean, you have to go back to some traditional recipes also to stimulate growth. Plus structural reform, but this is happening.